This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Each week, we bring you a podcast hosted by the sisters and your new best friends.
If you feel like you need something to do, then buckle up, baby, we got news for you.
My name is Kayla B.
And I'm Stacey K. Turn up the radio, cause you know it's Tuesday.
Don't hold back, we keep it real. So let's pump each other up and take over the world together.
I have to call my sister.
Why I can't see your eyes because you're squinting so hard for the podcast right now.
I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
Okay, is it actually?
Yeah, it's actually on right now. This is the beginning of the podcast. Welcome to the podcast. I am your host and your resident auntie, Stacy. Yay!
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so first let's explain to them what's happening right now. So we're sitting at a desk. Kayla is actually just going to be behind the scenes today because she's a little bit too stressed to actually be one of the hosts of this podcast because I feel like she's going to freak out at you. Leo, are you paying attention or just looking at yourself on the camera?
No, I'm paying attention. I'm full.
Okay. Yeah. So your mom was kind of freaking out before this podcast started because she was trying to do your hair.
Scaredy cat. Yes.
What was she doing? What was she saying?
She was like, come here right now. I'm not done your hair. I have to flat iron your hair to make you look like Jim Carrey.
Yeah, she flat ironed your hair for this podcast video.
And she was like, okay, that's it. You gotta look good for this podcast. Like, you have to look perfect now. We are hair. And I was like, no, ow, you're combing my hair too hard. And she was like, oh, no, I'm not.
Wait, why do you think she wants you to look so perfect for this podcast?
Because she...
No, like, do you think that, like, she's, like, what the world would call shallow? So, like, when you say shallow, it means, like, you care about what other people think you look like. You care about what other people think. Do you think your mom is shallow?
No.
Kind of.
Think she might be a bit about us, but, like, not about herself.
Oh, so she's not shallow about you, but she's just worried about what other people think of you guys and how you look.
I guess.
Okay.
Bringing out the flat iron, I guess.
It's true. And she was like worried about, actually your outfits are really good outfits because you have like, you're repping your team, you're repping Adidas. These are like our favorite brands. Perfect. Okay, so you haven't been on the podcast in a while. You said that you didn't want to come on the podcast today because you were had a fear that we were going to prank you. What could we have done? Literally, what could we have done to prank you?
I don't know. In your guys' mind is where all the pranks are hidden and
I don't get it.
The special schemes.
But I don't understand what we could do. Like, what, like play a dinosaur sound? Would that scare you still to this day?
No, it wouldn't scare me, but like
I think it would. Know,
that's a prank that you did when I was like 6.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So now you're not so much scared of dinosaurs. Do you have your hand up? Yes, what would you like to say?
Because I don't want to talk over my mouth. So
that's what mommy and I have to do from now
100%, like 1,000,000% actually, he would be like, oh my god, this is dinosaur, please, no, please. This is dinosaur, god.
So okay. You're telling me Monroe is still scared of dinosaurs?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not.
Last time we came in to Canadian Tire, when he's like, no, please, please, no, please. I don't want to see the... Oh, my God. I looked at him. His whole arm was shaking so hard.
Okay, yes?
The last time we went to Canadian Tire was when I picked up Nana's gel seat.
Yeah.
And I literally said, the best... thing about me, that gel seat is I went into Canadian Tire without freaking out.
There you go. That is an accomplishment. Leo, he's not scared anymore.
Oh, yeah. Because that's why we didn't see the dinosaurs. I didn't see one. He didn't see one. We were all good. So he wasn't scared. Yeah.
So you're saying the only reason you weren't scared is because there weren't actually any dinosaurs.
He's capping.
Don't do the logo on here. The capping.
He's capping.
Wait, what did you say? So the other day when I like bought, like for fun, I just bought like a Dairy Queen cake. You were like, oh, or like that. What's good? Or like, what is the thing you always say?
Yo, yo.
What's popping?
No.
What?
Let's go. Yeah, let's that's what go. It was. Let's yeah.
Go. You say let's go. That's a thing that everybody says.
No, but you say it in a weird.
That's like, not true. Let's go. Okay.
Like a.
Let's go. We got some cake.
No, it's not let's like go, let's go.
Yeah, it is. Let's go. We got some cake.
I set the cake down and Leo went, yo, let's go. And I was cake. Like, why don't you explain to them what the anti-fund is?
The oh. anti-fund has helped me a lot past my few years.
Yeah. What is the anti-fund?
Basically, if we really want something and Stacey's there, we can take some money out of the anti-fund to buy something.
Right.
Hashtag my new Nikes that I got. I paid for most oh, of yeah. it, but she dipped into the anti-fund of it.
And she didn't.
No, I felt bad
get
actually.
Me some.
No, listen, I felt bad about Rude. That because you said I don't have enough money to buy these shoes, but mom was trying to teach you a lesson and show you how yeah. to spend your own money if you want something that you don't need.
And then
you didn't have enough money.
I wear them all the time.
I know. They're so cool. And then you didn't have enough money for it. And then I said, well, maybe we could dip into the anti-fund for the rest of it. What about you, Leo?
You didn't get me shoes, and I was really, really mad.
I know you were, and we still have to dip in the anti-fund for
mad.
You, too. Well, you didn't need them.
We used to get Pokemon cards from Toys R Us.
Where do you think the money from the anti-fund comes from?
The bank.
The bank? I opened a separate fund called the anti-fund, and the bank is like, hello, would you like to take money out of the anti-fund? And I said, yes, $20, please. And then they're like, what for? I said, hashtag Nike shoes.
Okay, you didn't say it in that way.
Yeah, I did. I did no, that voice. Did.
That's the anti-fund voice.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Amateur. Yeah.
Amateur. Okay. Okay, so this is what our idea was for today. We were thinking. Maybe we could ask you the same questions that we asked on the last podcast when you guys were like 5 years old or something. Yes.
I know what I said about the cake.
What did you say?
I said bet.
Oh, that's the word.
Yeah. Because I was about to say bet for the questions.
What does that mean, bet?
Like.
Cool?
Like bet. Like.
What you like, don't even know what it means.
Like a bet. Like
okay, so bet. I'd be like, oh, here's some Dairy Queen cake, and you go.
Bet. Like bet. I got cake. Let's go. Bet.
I don't like this hockey it's called, personality.
No, it's like it's called bet.
It's called
grade five.
No, it's called big L on my forehead, you're a loser. Okay.
That is
expensive.
It's expensive.
Not what I was gonna say, but okay.
It's expensive, for
it's
sure.
Expensive.
No, I said offensive.
Oh, sorry, sir.
You like...
called you a loser.
Yeah.
The first time you were on this podcast was like years ago, okay? So I'm going to re-ask you the questions and see what your updated answer is, okay? So... What is Leo doing?
Leo's just dancing on the side.
Leo,
he's
chill.
Literally like, sorry. We are in a podcast. This is professional. We are not doing silly dances. Okay?
Okay. Do you think Mark and I should have a baby?
No.
Not even close. So last time, Mom asked me, she was like, we gotta make Dad get a baby. I was like, okay, yes, I want a baby. I want one. So sure, get one.
I liked Kayla's baby.
You want-
I have a cousin. Kayla's
oh,
baby.
Oh, yes. Okay, I don't
and
know.
And she's so cute.
I forget if the listeners know this or not, but Chris's sister is named Kayla. How weird is that?
She's so cute.
So Kayla, Chris's sister, had a baby. So you guys now have a cousin, but you would have another cousin if I had a baby. So the answer is, do you want me to have a baby or not?
Yes.
She wouldn't be like a cousin. Like
you think it's a she?
Like cousins aren't like closer.
He or she.
Like cousins aren't like that close.
Oh, you're saying
like,
it would be closer than a cousin.
Yeah, like it'd be closer than a cousin.
You're saying you'd be so close to this no, baby that it I wouldn't know, even I, be your cousin. It's basically like a that, sister or a brother.
You're number one.
Oh.
It's true though.
Dramatic oh.
So do you think if I had a baby that I'd start liking the baby better than you guys?
Yes.
Yes.
And that is not allowed.
Okay, so hold
that
on a
is
second.
Not,
what if no, I just like...
And then soon the anti-fund starts going away. And the Adidas clothes. And the Sheen clothes. Until everything is just gone.
It's just the baby. The other babies now.
It's just the other baby. And then she's
the
like,
baby anti-fund.
Yeah, so, well, I would never do that. So you're assuming okay, that yeah. it will be a girl.
I... I'm actually assuming it's two
boys.
Be a boy.
Two boys.
So what if I had two boys and they became your best friends?
Oh yeah, that's gonna be happening.
You guys that are acting weird. You're acting strange. You're getting in this weird mode.
No, we're not.
Leo's going. Yeah, it's just Leo mental. Going. Leo, chill. Take a chill pill.
Leo, actually, quiet.
Chill pill.
You're getting in trouble from your mom.
I got a chill pill.
You took one just now.
Yes.
Okay. Copy this. Ready?
I said I wasn't going to do in the singing.
But you're so good at it. $5. I'll give you five.
That's not fair.
Well, that's the deal right
Too
now.
Bet. Okay, you can beatbox. You'll beatbox.
Okay.
Okay, bet.
You do it first. You do it first.
He said, okay, bet. Okay, Leo. Ready? So good. Can go, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And go, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh.
So good. Okay. Yeah, do one really high one. Go, my name is Leo. Ooh. I can't even do it.
My name is Leo. Ooh.
You know that Heather?
Okay, that's enough singing. Okay, now Leo did his singing. Do a little bit of beatboxing. Yeah. 3, 2, 1, hit me.
Excuse me.
He said it sucks. Okay, he's going to do that beat. Leo, he's going to do that beat, and then you say words in between, okay? Ready?
And
one,
no
two.
Offensive.
1, 2, 3, go.
You suck.
I cannot.
He just keeps saying you suck.
Wait, no, I'm going to say, I just need to start with that.
You need to start with that.
Okay,
here we go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Peter Griffin. Pennywise.
Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin.
Pennywise.
From Fortnite, Peter Griffin.
Apple.
Did you just say from Fortnite?
Yes, sir. Wait, guys. Everybody, citizens of the world, I didn't know we were actually on this podcast. I thought you were just doing like a check-in thing, but now that it's been this long, I'm shocked.
Wait, you thought this whole time we were doing a sound check?
Yes, but now like it's been like 5 hours. So like,
okay,
yeah.
It's been approximately 10 minutes. So you're okay.
Thought I got that right on time.
Okay, listen. Okay. You would actually love Family Guy, but it is very inappropriate.
I want to watch it. It seems funny.
It is.
Dad
fun.
Like tried to get his watch. But you don't want.
You don't want to watch it.
No, we tried.
Cause it's too inappropriate.
Oh yeah, we tried once and like straight away, it was just inappropriate.
And your dad tried to get you to watch The Simpsons.
He said it wasn't.
No,
that.
We mom and dad let us watch like.
Mom
a part
didn't
of it
like
to
it.
See,
mom didn't.
And then
mom
it like
didn't
said
want
the F word right away. Or something.
Mom didn't want us to, so then...
Yeah.
But nice. I bet you if I gave you the option of watching South Park, Leo would watch it and you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would watch that easily. I want to watch it, but I don't at the same time.
Because you're just afraid of what they'll say?
Yeah. Like, yes and no.
Like, what if they just swore and said something horrible?
Ooh. Well, what I've heard is that's all they do.
That's true. It's so, no, and he goes, I don't want to go to school.
Yeah, I know. That's
so funny. That, guys, we've only gotten through one question that we asked you before. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is what I asked you. Mommy and I get in fights, but Mommy. She gets angry at me and won't forgive me. What should I do?
So I know what I said before.
And what do you think now?
Now I think...
She's being a bitch.
Forgive her.
Oh! Yes. Can I say that?
We no. got.
Please.
We got,
no.
We've got.
Dang it.
Progress here, and this is true, Mom.
Oh! Okay, say it once, Leo. Go.
No,
don't say it. Don't say it. I'm just kidding. Don't.
You can't
don't.
Be.
No, I know you were. Don't. You'll get kicked
yes,
out of
yes,
school.
Yes, yes.
No.
Not at school. Why would he say it?
Maybe a teacher will listen. And then they'll say, we heard you on the podcast say the B word.
That's not. So what if he's, what if one of the kids at school is allowed to swear outside of school? But like, that's not their control.
Well, I still don't think you should say it on the podcast. Okay. Leo, tell me what bugs you about Monroe.
Oh God, a lot of things.
Okay.
So, first of all, I'm eating my food normally. And he's like, close your mouth, and I'm like, oh my God, my mouth is fully closed. And he's like, no, it's not. I can hear that.
And that's the thing that
and
bugs
then,
you.
And then, like,
one time he was touching me and like making me touch him, like he was grabbing my hand and making me touch him, and he's like, "Mom, Leo touched me when she just said don't touch me." And he was like,
"So he's trying to set you up."
Yeah, and it was really annoying. And then I started attacking him, and I got in trouble.
Funny thing is he was the one doing that to me.
He's just telling his own story.
Yes. And you're always, like, chewing with your mouth open. And I'm like, just stop. Like, you actually chew with your mouth open, and it's so annoying.
So the thing that bugs you about Monroe is that he tells you to stop chewing with your mouth open. And the thing that bugs you about Leo is that he chews with his mouth open.
Yeah, I'm raising my hand.
Yes.
So one time, Mom was out there when I was doing it. He was like, "Leo, stop." And I was like, "Mom, am I chewing with my mouth open?" And Mom was like, "No, you're not."
Good story. Good story, Leo.
Okay, that brings up to, it brings to Monroe lying.
So you're saying that it bugs you that Monroe lies? He lies? Does he do it a lot?
Yes.
I don't lie.
What? You could be lying right now.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Dun, dun, dun.
I don't lie.
Okay, so what? Give me an example of when he would lie, Leo.
One time he was chewing an apple, but he wasn't actually chewing an apple.
Not the greatest lie.
Okay, there's times that Leo lie. He literally will scream up, "Mom," and Monroe's fighting me, "Mom," and Monroe's touching me, "Mom." He's doing that, and I'm literally down here. You know, too. He'll say that he's doing stuff in the car.
He just makes stuff up.
Yeah.
So really, everything that he's saying that bugs you is about him. Saying. So really, in the end, you're the liar. You're the one that puts the stains on the pants. You're the one that actually doesn't listen.
And I'm the one that doesn't eat the apples.
And you chew with your mouth open.
Okay, I've got a question.
Yes.
Isn't alcohol the stuff that gets you drunk?
Yes. Are you hammered right now?
Yes.
Yeah, Leo doesn't need alcoholic beverage. He's always hammered.
That's what some say about me too.
Oh God.
I don't even drink.
What time? I asked Mom, "Did you get drunk?" And she was like, "Yes, 2 times. And I was like, "How long does it take?" And she was like, "About 2 hours." And I'm like, "I'm never getting drunk. That's 2 hours? Never.
I know.
Never.
It's the worst feeling ever. Because you're like, you think you...
You can't think in your head.
No, I know. And then you start drinking it. And then all of a sudden you're like, "I'm normal." And then all of a sudden you're like, "Ugh." And then you can't even walk. Yeah, it's terrible. Last question that we asked you before. What does the word love mean to you? What does love mean to you?
Don't know what that means, but just love.
It means to love someone.
But what does that mean when you say "I love"? Like, when you love someone, what does that mean?
That means like, it means that. I get it.
It means Mom.
Oh, you love Mom?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It means Mom. Parents.
Okay. Well, I love Mom because she's my mom. Like,
yeah.
But then there's
moms who love moms.
Wait, but then there's stuff. What? Yeah, but then
and
what
then
about
there's
like
my brother?
And you don't love him?
But we did do this thing in our grocery store.
What?
I wanted to.
And
do
it was very crazy.
What?
And we were actually getting together for once. We were walking close to each other.
And you felt like you loved each other in this moment?
Yes.
When we get together.
Wait. So are you saying, Monroe, that in this moment in the grocery store, you're like, "I think I love my brother"?
Yeah, then the next day.
Oh yeah, the next day
he chewed with his mouth open.
You're saying motherly love, but like, I love Kayla and she's not my mom.
No, but she's your sister.
Okay,
and sisters usually love each other. Brothers don't.
I love my I love Mark.
Do you know what I do love?
Okay, Mark's your boyfriend, is it, or wife?
Do you know what I do love?
He's my wife. Okay, this next segment is called 20 Questions, and usually we ask our adult guests these questions.
Yep.
You are children, so hopefully you have answers to these. So the first question I'm going to ask, Leo, I'm always going to ask you the question first because you seem to just copy Monroe when you go second. So
true.
At least you are admitting it.
Okay, it's true.
Okay, so the first question is, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be what my dad is. He's a police officer.
You want to be a police officer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay, okay. Monroe, what would you like to do in your
NHL player. I use all my 11-11s in every... Yeah.
Wait. Sorry. When you say you use your 11-11, you mean every time you see 11-11 on the clock, you wish for the NHL player thing.
To be an NHL player.
Oh, okay. Wait, guys. He's not supposed to tell that. Consequences!
No. That's wishing on a birthday candle. That's different.
Dane it.
Okay. So listen. I think that is hilarious because it is like proves how much you are my nephew and your mom's son that you wish on 11-11. That is so funny. Okay. Do any of your friends wish on 11-11?
I do. I do wish that I get.
We always get it at school and we wish.
That's amazing.
When I was like really little, I used to wish that I would be as strong as Hulk.
That's awesome. Next question is, what is your favorite place in the whole wide world to go?
Oh, God. Italy.
And have you been there?
No, but it has all my favorite food and it's Italian.
Did you know I'm going there in 5 days?
No, oh, God, can I come?
No, you're not.
Why? I'll bring you back some pasta.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. I'm actually going there in 5 days.
I saw the cruise thing.
I swear, I'm going. Well, by the time this episode comes out, I will already be in Italy.
I might be Italy too.
So your favorite place to go is a place you've never gone.
Or Tokyo.
What? Okay. Italy or Tokyo?
Okay, wait.
Toronto and a Toronto Maple Leafs game.
Oh, God, no.
What is your favorite place to go that's realistic in real life that you've already gone?
Dominican.
Oh, whoa. What a posh answer. Dominican. Okay, so you like travel.
Toronto Maple Leafs game.
Okay, Toronto Maple Leafs game and Dominican. Okay, what is one thing that makes you happy, Leo?
Ooh, video games.
I feel like you have like an addiction.
Oh, yeah. Everybody says Fortnite is like you get addicted to it.
I think you are, though.
No, like everybody does. Every time you play
Fortnite. I'm not addicted to it.
No, because you barely play. If you play it a lot, people say that you actually get like.
So if you're addicted, do you think that's a problem?
No, because it's like it actually is really fun for boys, I think. Not for girls, because girls don't play video. Well, some girls do, but like mostly don't.
Girls in Hudson's class play Fortnite with him.
Come on, Leo. Get with the times. Don't be misogynistic.
I've never seen one girl play Fortnite. Oh, God. What does that mean?
Sexist? It means that you're saying, like, boys do this and girls don't when girls actually do.
Like, okay, my friend Nolan's favorite color is pink.
Yeah, exactly.
So I like the color pink.
That's great.
Exactly.
It would be like you saying...
I don't care
nobody asks.
Being sexist would be saying like girls can only like the color pink and boys only like the color blue. So when you're like only boys play video games, it's like, come on.
Okay.
Get with the times.
I'm saying most boys play video games. Some girls play...
Not true.
It adds up to like good things. Good things.
Okay.
Can we go to mine?
Yes. Okay, Monroe, what makes
hockey 24/7?
You just love hockey 24/7.
That's it.
Even when you're not playing hockey, you want to be playing hockey?
Next question.
Next question is, if you opened a store, Leo, what would you sell in the store?
It'd be like amazingly hard, but I would like make video games.
So your store that you would sell is you'd try to make the amazingly hard weird video games yourself.
No, because amazingly
you could hire someone to do it.
Amazingly hard, because like do they put like liquid in the video games?
I have zero idea how to make a video game. I think it's the craziest invention when you think about it. I do not understand how it just goes on there. Okay, Monroe, what would you sell in your store?
I would sell hockey equipment and posters that are X-ing out dinosaurs. So it says no dinosaurs.
The name of your store would be Hockey Life. No dinosaurs.
Hockey life with no Canadian Tire dinosaurs.
You said before that you weren't afraid of dinosaurs anymore.
Well, not as much as I was.
No.
I am a bit.
No,
like,
wait.
I am, but I'm not at the same time. Like, I am a tiny bit.
Do you ever think in your head, like, they don't exist anymore?
Yeah. That's what I think about when I'm in the store.
Yeah, you're like, this is not real. This is not real. But you're the most normal, mature kid ever, but you have this weird thing with dinosaurs, and I'll never understand it. Okay, Leo, if you could be any animal, what kind of animal would you be?
Don't know.
Your answer is don't know?
Don't know.
You have to pick one.
Tiger. I mean, wait, lion, because Leo the lion.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. That is a good answer.
Yeah.
Okay, Minero, what animal would you be?
Rhino.
A rhino?
A rhino.
Don't you feel like they're so boring and
his
they just stand there?
Your favorite animals are rhino.
I'd pick a dog so that I could just be like in the house all day playing, getting pet, massaged. If you're a rhino, you have to fend for yourself and just eat grass all day.
It's funny because it's my favorite animal, but it looks like a dinosaur.
That's true.
It is a dinosaur.
Okay, no more dinosaurs.
Okay.
No, because Leo's about to go, oh, and there's this other thing.
I know.
Oh, and there's this other thing.
No, Leo, stop it. Next question. Okay. What would you do if you could make the rules at home?
I feel like the rules are good in our house.
So why are you always getting in trouble? Why are you always getting in trouble then? Why are you always... Okay, let me ask you this question. You never want to brush your teeth. That's a rule.
Oh,
In shower.
Yeah, but that's just the thing what you have to do. I just get mad about it. Okay,
why do you hate brushing your teeth?
He basically hates everything that will keep you clean. He won't...
No.
He hates showering.
No, actually,
he hates brushing his teeth. He hates clipping his nails.
No, okay, I like showers now. I like showers now. I don't care about getting dressed.
You just want to be naked all the time?
Okay, no, I mean... Sorry.
He used to fight about getting dressed.
Yeah, and I don't care anymore.
So you'd prefer to be naked and dirty the whole time?
No, I'm saying I don't care. Like, I'll get dressed now.
But prior to that, you'd want to be naked and dirty at all times.
Why would I want to be naked and why would I want to be dirty?
Well, why aren't you showering and why don't you want to change?
I don't care, but... No, I'm saying I am changing.
You have no way to defend this.
Before that.
Oh, so, yeah, it was just, like, I just wanted to do something fun. It's not
so fun as in being naked and dirty. Yeah.
No.
Go to Wonderland naked and dirty. So fun.
Okay, what about, do you like showering and brushing your teeth and stuff?
I don't like it, but I do it because I want to stay clean.
Yeah, like you know it's like horrible to have bad breath. So Monroe, you don't mind being clean or whatever, but is there any rules that you would change at home if you could?
Like, probably like allowed to skip some practices.
Oh yeah. Oh.
I do love going to hockey, but
so you want to be in the NHL, but you don't want to go to practice.
No, but I do. I love going to practice and I love playing hockey 24/7. It's just sometimes I want a little break because I've literally had it every day.
So she's just working you. They're just working you too hard.
If I didn't go to practice, I'd probably rollerblade outside and that's why I didn't want to go.
So same
to play hockey, except
you're like, I need a break. Rollerblading.
I need a break to play hockey with someone else.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Okay, Leo, what is the grossest thing you have ever eaten?
Actually, I've had a little lick of mayo, and it was, oh, wait, Mom let me taste wine, and I almost puked.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I literally almost puked.
So she said, Leo, take a drink, and you were like, no.
No, Leo said, can I have a sip? Oh, he has a video. He goes, Mom, can I please have a sip, please? And Mom's like, no, and he's like, let me have a sip. Mom's like, fine, and he drinks it. There's a video and it's in slow-mo and it's like, oh no, and he's like,
he's going to vomit. It's the most disgusting
and he's like,
thing.
Oh no,
puke went out my mouth.
Oh my god.
I'm not joking.
Yeah, that's disgusting. And your mom probably shouldn't be giving you wine, but
yeah,
like
mom.
Okay. So
yeah, I was begging just saying. Yeah.
So wine and a lick of mayo and spinach. Perfect. Okay, on the opposite side of this, what is your favorite food in the whole wide world?
Ooh.
Leo.
Well, I have two of the same.
That's okay, go ahead.
He's gonna say
spaghetti and pizza.
What's yours?
Like, Italian pasta and Italian pizza.
Why are you saying Italian pasta and Italian pizza?
It's the best.
Yeah, but that's just, it is an Italian food, so you don't have to put Italian before it. No, but
like the fresh Italian mozzarella and pepperoni.
So you like the food if it's like, this is spaghetti with like the pepperoni.
Like the pasta and the
pepperoni.
And the parmesan. We got the parmesan cheese and the fresh mozzarella.
Okay, so guess what? Think about this. In 5 days from now,
yeah,
I will be able to be eating pasta freshly made in the country. Can you bring me some of Italy
home? Just that.
I'm gonna be like vomiting at home because mom's giving me gross food. When food when you're
enjoying the fresh mozzarella and the pepperoni.
Not fair.
I'm going to edit this to make them sound perfect and so well-behaved, and they're not going to know that in between, Kayla had to come fix you because you were jumping all over the seat.
Okay. The only time we've actually been really bad was when I stand up and did the beat.
Yeah, you started dancing, and then they can't move. The mics are set.
Enough. Stop.
Okay.
Leo, if you could describe a perfect day for yourself, what would it be? Go from morning to night.
Ooh, so it's like a day where, like, we get to pick our own restaurants where we want to go.
That's amazing. Like breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you just get to pick the restaurant. I love that. Monroe, what would you do?
A yes day.
Yes day? What is that? You just have to say yes to everything?
Have you seen the movie?
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I'm just if they haven't seen it, basically you say like, hey,
can we go here? But there's limits.
Here?
Like you can't go to Italy. Like there's limits.
Imagine you could though.
And you can't kill people.
Yes, can I go murder my neighbor?
Like you say, hi mom, murder the neighbor, and then she goes yes.
No, I'm just gonna go like, oh hi neighbor.
And you can't like get a dog or like.
Okay, so this is the worst day ever. I think we should say the yes day that you can.
You can do anything.
Go to roller coasters.
Like, I would say go Wonderland.
Okay. Let's go to Wonderland right now. And she has to go, yes, Monroe. Well, let's get a dog right now. Yes, Monroe. Let's kill the neighbor. Yes, Monroe.
Let's go to Drake's house.
Drake's house? You want to go to Drake's house?
He has everything. Okay. He's a rich man.
Doesn't he have like an arcade?
Probably.
And I'll just go in that arcade.
That's Drake for you.
Okay, Leo, what do you think you are good at? What do you think you're the best at?
Singing.
Okay, so then why do you never want to do it?
Because, that's just embarrassing.
Well, so you think my job is embarrassing?
Yeah.
You think my job is embarrassing?
Yeah.
Why?
If you're embarrassed to go up.
Okay, so if you think you're a good singer, let's hear you go like this. Nice. When you wish upon a star.
When you wish upon a star.
Makes no difference.
Makes no difference.
Who you are.
Where are.
Who you are. Who you are.
Who you are.
It's so good.
Citizens, I'm not good at singing.
And
now we're me. And now we're me.
Okay.
Citizens of
Let's
the world.
See your voice.
They love the show too. They're obsessed with the show. We've already talked about that show on our podcast, and people know we're obsessed with Let Me See Your Voice. Okay, Monroe, what do you think you're good at? And don't worry about sounding like conceited. Like, just say the truth. What do
rapping.
You think? You are really good at rapping, actually.
Or hockey.
Hockey?
Yeah, but like.
What?
Like, I think there's a lot of kids that are better than me.
Yeah, but, well, yeah, I don't know a lot of kids that can rap, actually.
Rapper.
The funny thing to me is that you guys think you're good at singing and rapping, but you don't do it. Like, at my wedding, you were supposed to perform. Okay?
I
want to
make songs.
Okay, at that wedding, I really wanted to perform. Monroe just ruined it.
Yeah, why'd you back out at my wedding?
Party pooper.
Why'd you back out?
Look, if you had one shot. One opportunity.
Yeah, that's
what sees everything you ever
can
wanted.
You imagine how iconic one this moment. Would have been at my wedding if my two nephews came out and did Lose Yourself by Eminem. Why did you back out? No, don't sing it now. Your opportunity's done. Why did you back out?
No,
but my opportunity comes right now in the podcast.
Opportunity comes once in a lifetime. Once. Why did you back out? Stop avoiding the question.
No.
Do you even remember why you backed out?
Why did I back out?
I know why. Because you was... I'm not joking. He actually said this to me. He said, because I'm really scared because, like, probably. It's a whole crowd and,
People are scared about that.
That's understandable. That's like so you're saying that you were just kind of, like, you just had stage fright for a second. But Leo, you were ready to go.
Oh yeah, I was like,
I regretted it.
We can bring it back right now on the podcast.
No, you've already performed Lose Yourself on the podcast.
No, we did. That was you did. Only me.
And that was you. But what I'm saying is, one day next time, remember this feeling of regret.
And because you said all the words wrong.
Listen, the next time I ask you to perform it in one of my shows, remember this moment. I will play this for you that you said you regret it. Okay? You have to say yes next time.
I'll give you a yes day.
Okay, perfect, yeah. Perfect.
For a few seconds.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Leo, can you answer this for me? If you could describe your family, all of us, think of how many there are.
Yes.
If you could describe us, how would you describe your family? If somebody said, hey, Leo, what's your family
can
like?
Can I go first, please?
Sure.
I don't know.
Nuts.
Nuts? That's nuts. Just it? Just one word, nuts.
Just nuts. Psychotic, funny, like really fun and like... creative.
These are good words.
So
psychotic, nuts, fun, and creative.
Crazy, okay. Like
sounds like a wild family.
It is.
I know.
And fun, dog loving.
I've three things.
Dog loving.
Okay, what would you say, Leo?
Okay, one of them is dog loving.
Yes.
You and Monroe are really good at drawing.
Thanks. Artistic.
Did you draw that?
No.
Just, well, did you go that?
Okay, Leo, and what else? And what's that third word?
That one's, some people in our family are pretty good at saying. Okay, the best
so someone says, show me. So someone says, what's your family like? You go, Monroe and Stacey are good at drawing, and some people are pretty good at singing. That's how you describe the family?
Character trait.
People love dogs, and my family's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, can you list right now the celebrities that you think that your mom has a crush on? What, Leo goes first. Go.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, that's true.
Who else?
Jeffrey. Jeffrey Bezos.
Jeffrey. 1964. Oh, it's Jeffrey. Jeffrey Bezos.
So your mom has a crush on Leonardo DiCaprio, Dwayne Johnson, and Jeffrey Bezos?
Yes, sir.
All right, Leo, I give you $1,000 right now. What's the first thing you buy?
Lamborghini.
I'm so sorry.
That's probably like $5 million.
Yeah, I don't think you could afford a Lamborghini with $1,000.
Okay.
Okay, so what else would you buy? Here's $1,000. What are you going to buy?
Another PS5.
Why would you want to?
So that me and Monroe can both have one. We always argue because we can play split screen on it because PS5 is way better.
Monroe, if I gave you $1,000 right now, what is the first thing you would buy? Here's your $1,000. What do you want to buy?
A really good backup stick. Like, so I can switch in between if
wait,
I'm not
do you still not have a backup stick?
Okay, he gave me his, like, old
don't
stick.
Don't look so sad when you sit when you shake your head. No, don't.
Now it's my backup
does everyone
stick.
On your team have a backup stick except for you?
Yes.
Everyone on your team has a backup stick except for you.
Honestly.
Does it make you so mad? That
three.
What?
Yeah, I know. That's shocking.
But you did just recently break your stick, so
yes,
it's kind of
exactly.
Like the backup stick.
I just broke my stick. If I break my stick, I broke my stick and I used my friend's backup.
Oh, and you got three goals with it.
And I got two goals with it. But,
what?
Oh. Yeah.
That's pretty good. So it was a good luck stick.
I know. I might want that stick that he had. And it's not
what
that
is
expensive.
It
can't.
What is
it's
it?
Not.
How much
what
is it, do you think?
Stick is it? $100.
And then
I'll go to the backyard and get a branch off my tree and shape it in the shape of a hockey stick for you and give you that as your backup stick.
I have another stick.
Okay,
that
so
is flexible, but I use it outside.
I felt bad for you a second ago and now you have all these sticks
no, I don't,
and it's $1 million.
I have outside.
Okay, well, you have a lot of stuff and a PS5.
I do. That is true. I have a PS5 and a hockey stick, too.
Good rapper.
Okay, Leo, what holiday do you like the most and why?
Wait, like, do you mean like Christmas and Easter?
Christmas, Halloween, Easter.
Okay, I get it.
Okay. What's your favorite holiday and why?
Christmas. Just blew in my face.
Okay, what's your favorite?
Christmas.
What's your favorite holiday, Monroe?
Christmas.
Why?
Because you get... Halloween sucks and it freaks me out. And all you get is candy. All you get is candy. And Christmas, you get candy and
you
presents.
Like candy?
Wait, you weren't going to walk out at Halloween with us this year because you were afraid of animatronics, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
One time there was an animatronic and he was with me and his friend. And
and me and his friend went up, and he was just standing there, and it jumped out. So me and Ben, me and Monroe's friend wasn't scared because.
You were too scared to go up in general, Monroe.
Yeah, me and Ben got
Leo and your friends candy. Went up instead. You just stayed at the end of the sidewalk?
I was just like, no. I was just like, no.
But you still got candy, but you stayed at the end of the sidewalk.
No, we didn't. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's right. I just don't understand why all the other kids are like okay with it. And then you're just.
Oh, I know why.
Not.
I'm just a spooky, scary skeleton.
Okay.
Creeping up my spine.
All right. This podcast is coming to a close because you guys are getting wild and crazy and you need to go to bed. No. It has to end eventually.
I remember this happening in my head.
You're having like a deja vu?
Yeah, I remember looking at that bird while you were saying that same sentence. I'm not joking.
That bird.
Deja vu.
I was like,
there's lights and Monroe's right here.
Okay, wait, stop. Hold it. Monroe has a confession. Monroe, what is your confession?
I'm an 11-year-old and I'm still scared of dinosaurs.
Okay, we know. Old news, not a confession anymore. Okay, Leo.
Oh, mine's crazy. So I got up when I was sleeping. I was sleepwalking and Mom came with me. So I went to the bathroom. Mom was like, okay, wash your hands. So then I put soap on my hands and I fully put the soap inside my nose. But like,
what?
I wasn't awake. I was walk sleeping.
Walk sleeping?
I don't know what it's called.
Sleepwalking. So wait, you're telling me you thought the soap was food and you ate the soap?
No, I just fully ate it. But that didn't wake me up.
You are the scariest person when you sleepwalk. You do psychotic things. Like, you peed in the corner of the wall and you're eating soap.
I was going to the bathroom and I peed on the cupboard because I thought it was the toilet.
It's just the wildest thing to me that you sleepwalk and do these things. So,
and I have a crazy fact.
Okay, tell me.
So, turtles,
you said this
when they're born, they don't actually have shells when they're born.
What?
They make their shells.
What?
That's what they live in. They make it.
How do they make it? That's not true. That's impossible.
Make it.
No, that's not true.
Yes.
That is not true. Okay. They come out of the eggs with shells. They
look
do not
it up on your phone.
You're telling me, hold on. You're telling me, listen. Let's just recap what you said. The turtles are born as like a slimy little green body and they go build their shell. That is absolutely not a true fact.
Can I say something?
No.
Can I just say something? Imagine Mom lives it up. Just all fake.
Just proves that he's a liar. Okay, wait. Kayla.
He was like back to when he was saying I was a liar and now this.
Hold on. There's no way this is true.
Hello, everyone. It's nice to be back.
Oh, my God. No. She's been a stress ball over on the couch.
I've just been sitting there yelling at my children. Okay, it does say, in fact, turtle shells grow from within just like leg bones in humans. So they're born without a shell, and then they create their own shells.
I don't understand.
Leo, who taught you this?
No one. I just knew it.
No, there's no way.
Wait, what?
Because... No, actually, no. I learned it at
school. Okay, so I'm looking at a baby sea turtle coming out of the shell right now, and it has a full turtle shell.
Oh, yeah. What? It has a full turtle
shell.
The baby coming out of the egg has a full shell on it, Kayla. You're wrong. Like, this baby, is, like, they all have shells on them. Every single turtle has a shell.
What? I guess I'm a liar.
Leo probably was just in his bed like...
No.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to create this fact that turtles make their own shells.
Okay, Mom, were you lying about that made up?
No, I
think you're talking about like the body on the inside starts doing all this rib stuff or whatever, but they have a shell.
Rib stuff.
Maybe when they're in the... When they're in the egg, they start forming the shell when they're in the egg.
Actually, that... could be
true.
that could be true. But anyway, that was not a real fact. Do you have a crazy fact?
Not really.
Just say it.
Oh, this is in Matthews. It's not good. No.
So I'm gonna say it for
him. No, just say it, Monroe.
Austin Matthews scored the
Leo, why are you freaking out right now?
Leo. Okay. Austin Matthews scored four goals in his first game.
That's a terrible fact.
Oh, that's why you were so embarrassed to say it, because it's so bad?
Yeah. It is actually really bad.
I couldn't think of another fact except.
Wait, yeah. You're telling me, like, as a kid, in his first game ever, he scored four goals? That's actually pretty good.
In the NHL.
Oh, not even when he was a kid?
Okay. In the NHL. The first game he's ever played in the
NHL. Yeah, no, your fact sucks. Sorry.
No, okay, well, you can't be talking. Leo can't be talking. He's like, it sucks when it wasn't even true. Your fact sucks. Well, your fact wasn't even real.
All right, you have one opportunity to redeem yourself and act like a normal child.
And can we say a bad word?
No, you can't say a bad word.
Leo's been wanting to this whole day. He literally asked mom if he could say the F word.
What? Leo, you're obsessed. You're such a wild child.
Let him do it.
Okay, listen.
Can I say the S-H word?
No, listen. Shh. Yeah, let him. Shh. Listen.
Okay, fine.
My question for you is, what was your experience like on this podcast? Do you have any advice? How about you give advice to the listeners? Okay. What would it be, Monroe? Give them advice on life.
Wear Adidas and Nike clothes.
You think that's the coolest?
Duh.
Where'd you learn that from?
Stacey EK.
Yeah. All right, Leo, what's your piece of advice for the citizens?
You made your wings to fly.
Okay. Eat more apples.
I have to call my sister.
When you rate, review, subscribe, it helps us out, cause we loving what we do without a doubt. So we wanna thank you for taking the time, mo. So here we go, we busting a rhyme, mo. This is our podcast, we're here to stay. My name is Kayla, this is Stacey K. Okay, that
I have to call my sister.
Hey, you there,
Kayla, stop.
You heard it here first.
Okay, never mind. We're not doing the rap anymore.
Heard it here first.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey-ho.